Hey, welcome to What's the Plot? This is Sean.
This is Mandy.
And we're back. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
How you feeling? What's going on with you?
I feel pretty good. Not much. What about yourself?
Yeah, man. I'm just enjoying this new year. We just got here, so everything's...
About the new year?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know.
Only a few days in. Well, actually, it's almost the end of the month, so...
Yeah, and I'm just checking out some new... I mean, we're actually going to put this one up, so...
Mm-hmm.
I'm a little anxious.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that...
You gonna take that part out?
What?
We're actually gonna put this up. I'm feeling a little anxious.
Oh, no, I'm saying I'm... Like, we had tested the equipment prior.
Oh.
Just to see how the quality sounds and the feel for it, because we got some different recording equipment.
Okay.
So, I mean, I can take it out or... I mean, mistakes happen. It's cool.
It's not a mistake. Just asking a question.
Wow. Okay. So I'm going to get right into it because...
First of all, it's been a while.
No, we're not even talk about that.
We're not?
No. We're just going
to... Just move
like,
past
we're
it.
Gonna, we're going to act like politicians. It never happened. We're back.
We are.
Beginning of the year. First episode of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Very excited. Moving forward. We got some... better equipment options. So now we have more options,
mm-hmm.
Quicker options, especially with our lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
Just act like we've been recording and we're just going to move forward. So with you feeling good in the new year, mm-hmm. everything feeling good, you got some expectations this year, or you just moving forward and open? How you feeling?
Expectations as far as what?
As far as just like
life,
just lifestyle. Of course, we're talking about TV and film, but I'm just going to start with lifestyle right now because you need your life.
I do actually. Actually, I started doing things little by little last year,
mm-hmm.
So it was a little bit easier coming into this year. And of course, I'm not fully there yet,
mm-hmm.
but just one of the things that I'm learning is, like I've talked to you about before, it's just starting with the basics of things, mm-hmm. instead of just trying to jump right into everything. And I was listening to something and they were saying just like how sometimes in our mind, we're like, we only have from January 1st to December 31st to get all of our goals done.
Yeah.
Instead of understanding that sometimes the goals that we set may take 2 years, 3 years. So sometimes you may need that first year's just foundation and then you move forward. So that's kind of the way I'm looking at my year this year. It's just laying the foundation for a lot of things. And if I accomplish a goal, then that's great. But just trying to lay the foundation to get myself into the habit of things. So,
I mean, that's a good way to look at things.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, nothing really happens overnight.
Mm-hmm.
I know people always talk about like a overnight sensation, but mm-hmm. these things or whatever, your goals, whatever, take time to get to a certain spot.
A lot of times they're not overnight sensations. They've been doing it a while.
Nobody's an overnight sensation. I mean, even like with podcasting, I mean, Kev on stage said it maybe 2 years ago, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, your first 100 episodes, nobody's going to listen.
Mm-hmm.
And for some people, that's true. For some people, it's not true. But I mean, it just goes hand in hand with whatever you're doing. When you're first starting out doing anything,
mm-hmm.
chances are, unless you're like a child prodigy or nepotism or whatever, mm-hmm. nobody's really going to pay you any attention.
Yeah. And so, that's okay. I mean, sometimes it takes a while to build things. It's all right.
Yeah. So.
What about yourself?
I'm in the same boat. And I think maybe I said it at the beginning of last year, year before or something. I'm just, you know, just focused on just executing and not just being hard on myself, but actually mm-hmm. enjoying
mm-hmm.
the stuff that I'm doing
yeah.
versus just trying to get to the end of things. Because it's like, once you get there, did you learn anything that can, what's your next journey? You know, so you don't want to just rush through things.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm taking a day at a time.
It's the only way you can do it.
Yeah. So... since we're here to talk TV and film,
mm-hmm.
and I'm really thirsty, but this this mic picks up everything.
It does, actually.
But what have you been watching?
Mm-hmm.
And you ready for this?
I'm ready. What is it?
What do you look forward to seeing?
Oh, wow.
Because okay. I'll be honest with you, before you go into that, I've been on and off of TV.
Myself as well.
I've been watching stuff, but some stuff I haven't been paying attention to, but I'll hand it to you.
Okay. I mean, I've kind of been the same. I keep talking about how I'm kind of bored with TV right now. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's me or if it's TV. I go through these phases sometimes, but sometimes TV really is just boring. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I've actually, over the last few months, I've been watching sometimes less TV. Like the last few days or so, I can go like all day without the TV on, and then maybe I'll turn it on in the evening. Mm-hmm. So I've finished some shows already, but what I'm currently watching, and none of these are just like the greatest of the great, but it's just shows to watch right now. So I started watching Avenue 5 on HBO Max.
Okay.
That's the show where they're traveling in space.
Okay.
The space cruise.
Okay, I thought that was Apple TV.
It's not bad so far, actually.
That's with Dr. House.
Been watching a lot of space documentaries.
Definitely a lot of space documentaries.
Tons of space documentaries.
For sure.
I started watching Vikings Valhalla, I think is how you pronounce it, mm-hmm. on Netflix. That is actually not bad itself. I'm only on season one, so I got a way to go. I think it's only two seasons, so I'm on the first season.
Okay.
And then we have also started watching Slow Horses.
Yep.
I'm trying to think of that show on Netflix that we started watching.
With the CIA guy?
Yeah. Or
Recruit, maybe?
I don't know. Yeah, something like that. And then, of course, watching, like, other just random documentaries, like the Bernie Madoff one. And
we have been watching it. I forgot about that.
Things like that. We watched that Barney one as well last year. That was a very weird documentary.
We've been experiencing some weird stuff as of late.
We have. We've been seeing some really weird documentaries. By mistake, actually. Like that one. Is it called Don't Pick Up the Phone?
Yeah, I'm going to finish that, but it's very.
Episode one was just we finished. I think it was the first.
That was all in episode one.
Yes,
that's a long episode.
I couldn't watch it; it was too much. But yeah, I mean that's pretty much. I mean, I finished all of my other shows, so I finished like Emily in Paris. Mm-hmm. And,
Season three.
Mm-hmm. Finished The Crown as well. So mm-hmm. I think The Crown is coming back next year. I don't know. I would have to see. But yeah, I finished like a lot of my main shows, so I'm just kind of finding other stuff. So that's what I'm currently watching. I also made a list of things we need to catch up on.
Okay.
So first one is The Boys.
Yes, we do. We're just talking about that at the barbershop.
Second one is House of the Dragon. We're almost done with House of the Dragon.
Yes, we are.
Funny enough, it started last year in August, I think, and we just... Mm-hmm. It didn't really capture me. One of these days we'll talk about it.
Yeah.
We are very much so behind on Marvel movies and TV shows.
Yeah.
Westworld, very much so behind that. Funny enough, they took it off of HBO Max for anybody who is looking forward to watching season four. Mm-hmm. His Dark Materials.
I thought I was dreaming when you said you had to buy Westworld.
No, I was not dreaming. It is not on, you cannot stream it. I think you have to buy it.
I thought I was dreaming. Why would they do that?
I think someone said something about, I don't know how true this is, something about they didn't want to pay them royalties for the show or something like that.
They were just talking about that, but go ahead. On another podcast I was listening to.
And then Titans on HBO Max, the DC show.
We started that when we was living at the other place, right? Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, so that was like 3 years ago.
The Mandalorian, season 3 comes out in March.
We're not even done with season 1.
We did finish season 1. We are on season 2.
Okay, episode 1.
Probably.
Okay, yeah.
The Witcher, we never watched it.
The second
season.
And it's on Netflix.
Yes. Snowpiercer, I need to catch up on that.
Okay.
And then we never watched Bel-Air, so we need to watch that as well.
Yeah, I think I kind of let the whole thing with Unk at the beginning of last year kind of throw me off. He just reacted like a human. I'm not about to go back into that.
You know what? I'm kind of glad we weren't podcasting at that time. Oh, my God. Everybody got on my nerves.
Well, we actually were podcasting at that time.
Were we?
We just didn't talk about it because we said we weren't going to talk about it.
Oh, my God. Well, people got on my damn nerves with that. Yeah. But like you said, that happened already.
Yeah.
So upcoming.
Let's hear it.
Of course. So Yellowstone is going to be returning this year, probably later on this year.
So what did you think about the most recent season of Yellowstone? It's on a mid-season break. So
yes, it is.
So how many episodes in the season? Because how many have you watched so far?
That's a good question. I don't know. Okay. I just watched them. I think it was like 8, 9, or 10.
Excuse me.
But what I will say is I feel like this one was a bit of a slower pace.
Okay.
So I think it was focused more on the politics of things this season. So I kind of like that it was a slower pace versus like a lot of the chaos that happens in the previous season. I mean, chaos happened episode one.
For sure.
I kind of liked it, though.
Okay.
So it wasn't bad. So I'm looking forward to seeing what happens with season two. Oh, my God. Beth and Jamie. I don't know who gets on my nerves the most between the two of them. They're both really annoying. Maybe Jamie. But I can't really pick. I don't know. I am ready for Succession to come back this year.
Forgot about Succession. Love that theme song. It's on one of my favorite tracks on my streaming.
It is a pretty good theme song. Yes. I know the Simpsons version is one of your favorites. So
I thought it was cute, the way they did that.
Very much so ready for that. I love the way it ended last season, so I'm looking forward to it. The 1619 Project has a documentary coming to Hulu.
Oh, I listened to that maybe 2 years ago.
Yep. It was a podcast, and then she put it into a book form, and then it's going to be a documentary coming out on Hulu this month, actually. So looking forward to that.
Okay, that's pretty cool.
I'm looking forward to Ironheart. That's supposed to come to Disney Plus, but that's to be determined.
And that's the young lady that's the woman or the female.
Riri Williams. I could not say her name.
Okay, she's the female Iron Man.
Iron Man. Mm-hmm. I'm also looking forward to Loki season two.
Okay,
season one was very good.
I enjoy season one.
Yeah, that's to be determined as well, though. Secret Invasion is also supposed to come to Disney Plus. That's to be determined. Mm-hmm. Creed 3 is coming out this year in March, actually.
Mm-hmm. Still fighting demons.
Yes, John Wick 4 is coming out in March of this year as well. Mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to that. Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 is coming out in May. Mm-hmm. Little Mermaid, I'm looking forward to, is coming out May 26th. So this is
the controversial version, no?
What, Little Mermaid?
With Hallie?
Why, because the fictional fish is black?
Ooh, go ahead.
Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse is coming June 2nd. Okay. Surprisingly, I'm looking forward to a Transformers movie, Rise of the Beast.
Who's in this one? The Rock.
No, he's not. I don't know who the main human is of the movie. Okay. The trailer looks pretty good, though. That comes out June 9th. The Marvels comes out. That's also a film. So I think it's a sequel to Captain Marvel.
Okay, cool.
Comes out July 28th. They're coming out with another Hunger Games movie. So I bought the book, and I need to finish it, actually. Mm. It is a prequel, and it's based on President Snow's life. Mm. So it's called The Hunger Games, The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes. The book came out a couple years ago. I just need to finish the book. That comes out in November of this year.
Okay.
So then we're going to talk about, like, future stuff.
Okay, real quick. Uh-huh. Before you get to that, if you guys agree with me, I was just in a barbershop getting my fade, and... Me and my barber were talking about Better Call Saul. And he was saying how he couldn't really get into it. I'm sorry, just take a break before it skips my mind. I said, we really need a prequel to Mike. And if you know who Mike is from watching Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul, he was like, I never thought of that. He was like, that would probably be a really good sequel.
You know, you said Mike, and I thought about Mike from Suits. Don't judge me.
Mike, a prequel from the Breaking Bad series. Mm-hmm. Tell me what y'all think about that.
Okay. I don't know who that is because I didn't watch Better Call Saul, nor did I watch
Mike is
the other movie. I mean, the other show.
You know, I was about to say.
What's the name of the show?
What?
The show before that?
Better Call Saul?
The one that he came from.
Breaking Bad?
Yes.
Yeah. But Mike is a badass grandpa.
Is he a lawyer as well?
No. Oh. He's a hitman. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, all right. Okay.
He's no joke, though. He's about business. Okay. But go ahead. Future stuff. I just wanted to get that out before I forget it.
So they announced it, and my heart was just so happy. Mm-hmm. They are working on the next Avatar animated series.
Okay.
So this character is going to be after Korra, and it's going to be one of my favorites, which is an earthbender. So I'm extremely happy about that.
So why are you excited for earthbender versus...
Earthbenders are my favorite.
Okay.
What?
No.
I told you Toph is one of my favorite characters. I love Toph.
I mean, you can make smooth roads with all these potholes, so I can see why being an earthbender would be very beneficial.
There are a ton of potholes, though.
Go ahead.
They've done a lot better this year, but there are a ton of potholes.
I have a small car, so I feel everything.
And then, so they're working on his whole, like, Avatar verse thing. So they're starting in 2025. I think they're going to be releasing stuff every year.
Okay.
So also in 2025, they're supposed to be doing, like, an adult Aang movie. Mm-hmm. They're also supposed to do, not in 2025, but they're also supposed to do a movie based on Zuko.
Okay.
And then they're also supposed to do one. Hold on, because I like pulled up the website.
Zuko's badass. Am I going to lie to you?
Yes. Let me see.
I think I've enjoyed watching Avatar: The Last Airbender more in my adulthood than originally watching it when I was younger when it first came out. Because now I get to pay attention to a lot more things. I mean, of course we pay attention to a lot of other things. Like, man, that's weird that Scooby Doo is doing that. Mm-hmm. But I think that You learn a lot of life lessons. Excuse me, that tongue tied. But it's just the storytelling is actually really cool.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're going to have the original, are they having the original people
for what
the new like stuff going forward with Avatar?
I know the guy. I think his name is Dante Bosco. He voiced Zuko. I think he's returning. Actually, some people from the cast actually just got together. That's why I was asking you about. I think her name is Mae Whitman, the lady from Good Girls, that voiced Katara, because they all had a photo together recently.
Okay.
They also have a podcast. I don't know if you know that.
No, I would love to do some voiceover work.
Yeah, like two of the main people, I know one is the guy who voiced Zuko, but they have a podcast, and I had started listening to it. I need to actually get back to it. So I think they released what's supposed to come out from 2023 to 2027. So... summer of 2023, they have book one, which is Water. That's the Netflix live action that's supposed to come out.
Good luck. All right.
Let's see how that goes. I don't think that the original creators are working on the Netflix film anymore, though.
Okay.
Then we have the animated film for the adult team Avatar. So Aang and the gang is returning.
Okay.
In adult form. And then there's supposed to be a Zuko animated film, and then there's supposed to be, they're going to do book two, which is Earth, which is also Netflix, and then they're going to do the new Avatar. This is in no specific order. I'm just kind of reading off what they're supposed to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're also going to do book three, which is Fire. Netflix is doing that one as well.
Okay.
And then there's supposed to be like a couple of other animated series. So, they got quite a bit going on. I'm kind of excited. I mean, I got to survive all the way through it, but yeah.
Hopefully they don't disappoint too much if they decide to disappoint any.
For the ones where the original creators are involved, I'm excited for it.
Yeah.
Now, we know what we got the last time they did a live-action Avatar.
Mm-hmm.
The first time I had seen it, I had never seen the animated show. And I went with a friend because she wanted to see it.
Okay.
And I was like, it was not bad. I wasn't, like, super duper excited, but I was like, it's not bad.
Yeah, it was trash.
And then I watched the animated series. And then we went back, like, a while after that and watched it again. And I was like, this is trash. They were pronouncing names wrong, things of that nature, which I didn't know the first time I saw it because I'd never watched it.
Mm.
I hadn't watched Avatar, obviously, into my adulthood.
Yeah.
But I'm excited. I can't wait to see all that. So that is my list. So my question for you is,
what's up?
What are you currently watching? And then what are you excited for?
You know what? I'm scattered all over the place.
Let me
pull out my little list here. Because if I don't write down, you hear the paper moving. Yep. So what I've been watching is 5 Days at Memorial on Apple TV. And they talk about 5 days at Memorial Hospital.
That's a lot to take in.
Hurricane Katrina and all the things that happened. I'm going to tell you like this. It's a lot of stuff on there that's very heartbreaking. But kudos to them for telling the story. And I'm going to look up the actual facts on the real story. But my barber was also talking about that, too. I told him to watch that. Anywho, One Tree Hill, when I get a little bored, we're not going to talk about that. I just made it to season two. Keep going. We're watching For All Mankind right now on Apple TV.
Oh, we are watching that.
Yeah.
Another space show.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty good.
Get me out of here.
And right now, I think you can go to Will Smith's Instagram and get 2 months of Apple TV for free before it expires.
When does it expire?
Sometime this month, I think.
Okay.
I don't know. Slow Horses, Foundation, we started watching that. We did. On Apple TV.
That's another space show.
Yes, it is. Futuristic as well, I believe.
Yeah.
Hip Hop Evolution, on and off. I've been watching that since like 2020. Started back watching that. Of course, you know, shouts out to corporate. I've been watching Black Chicago Be Like on YouTube.
Very funny.
I'm on, you know, Me and Wes Baby, but whatever. Shows I'm looking forward to. Truth be told, I mean, it's back. Season 3, episode 1. And we have a new person to the cast, which is Gabrielle Union. So we'll see how that goes.
Oh, yes. That is out. You're right.
And that's on Apple TV as well. Spirited. That's the Christmas movie with Will Ferrell and Ryan Reynolds. I still want to see that.
Mm-hmm.
Snowfall will be back February 22nd on FX.
Snowfall is coming back.
Partly partners with Hulu. I think that's... I think that's pretty... I don't really want to see a lot of stuff. I just want some good TV, you know?
Yeah, I'm with you.
I'm looking forward to just good TV. I am going to watch... I'm going... Because Atlanta's done. I'm going to catch up on Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
What else is on my to-watch list? It's a few things on there. But I think I've been more so in tune with listening to other podcasts. I'm not going to name them all. Because there's too many, and I listen to an episode of this one here and this one there, or I watch a video. Mm-hmm. I ain't got time to go through that list. I listen to a lot of music. And for my creativity, I've been listening to a lot of jazz, just instrumental music, mm-hmm. and of course Pop Smoke, but we don't have to do that again. We're going to move forward.
Oh, but we forgot about two things that we've been watching. We started watching Smallville.
We started watching Smallville on Hulu.
And I started watching Gilmore Girls on Netflix.
Because they have the new Gilmore Girls.
Do they?
The one that got canceled after 2 seasons?
Oh, shit. I didn't know anything about it.
Okay.
Or I don't remember. But yeah, we did. We started watching Smallville, too.
But you were asking me what I feel like doing at the beginning of this year or how I'm feeling. Mentally, I think I'm fine right now.
Mm-hmm.
What we did yesterday is we read.
It was what?
We read books.
We did. We've been buying a lot of books, y'all.
Got a lot of books.
A ton of books.
But I started The Immortalist. Ain't no telling with me. I have so many books I started. I'm going to finish several books before the first quarter. I'm going to do that to myself. Several. Might be three. Might be two. It's doesn't more than matter. One. But somebody was saying you don't have to be like a book reader en masse, long as you read it every day.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt calm after I read the book. It kind of brought my mind in. So, that's good. Yeah, I look forward to that.
That's what we spent a lot of our 2022 doing.
That's my chair. Go ahead.
Was going to like Barnes & Noble and Books A Million and Half Price Books, things like that. So we've been like doing a lot of just like literary things, I think.
Mm-hmm.
In 2022, so that was nice. So.
Yeah. But I think that's pretty much it for me.
Mm-hmm.
If you guys have anything, if you want to speak and say hi to the gang, it is whatistheplot. That is whatistheplot@gmail.com. Feel free to drop us a line. Tell us about your time. That's divine. Anything else to add?
Yeah, I will say this too. Just hit us. So people can kind of...
What's up?
Know what to expect.
No, what's up? Oh, go ahead.
Oh, so... I said oh. So... Well, we do have shows that we like to, like, watch separately without having to, like, record and things like this. Some of these things that were mentioned, we will do reviews for. So I know... there's a lot of films and things that people, kind of like us, we're still a little bit leery about going to theaters.
Mm-hmm.
So there's like films and things that'll be released on streaming and things like that. So we may be a little late with reviews on things, but we will be getting back to reviewing movies and TV shows. I don't want to like talk about the schedule right now, but we will be... getting back to reviewing things, so we just kind of want to talk about like what we've been watching and what we're excited for, and some of these upcoming things we are going to do reviews for. I know for a fact I'm going to be doing reviewing for Avatar because I'm like way too excited about that.
So just subscribe, stay tuned.
Mm-hmm.
If you guys think we should, the people that are tuning in, What? They're probably like, what the? Oh, snaps. Who is this? They finally popped up. Oh. But make sure you continue to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. Mm-hmm.
That we're back.
That we're back. And we have a new setup. So it's going to be way easier, way mm-hmm. quicker. And not to get too personal or anything like that, but we have changed our work times.
Yeah.
So things are a little bit more.
A lot of changes last year. So
things are a little bit more. I'm using double negatives. Things are a little bit more better as mm-hmm. far as timing, energy wise, mm-hmm. being able to actually watch stuff and give you real adequate reviews from our perspective, because everybody's perspective is different.
Yeah. But, and we'll probably be a little bit late with it, but I know one of the other things I do want to talk about is House of the Dragon.
House of the Dragon.
So we will be talking about that.
We're on episode, what, 5 or something like that? It's like 8 episodes.
I feel like we're a little bit past
five,
that.
5, 6.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then also one of the things that we will be doing this year is we'll be going back and talking about like the different topics and stuff. So, so things like, you know, the making of films and mm-hmm. things like that. So if there's anything you guys want to hear us discuss or anything like that, just let us know.
And if it's stuff that you don't want to hear us discuss, we're still going to do it. So just click. And send it to somebody who might like it.
Yeah.
How about that?
But that's pretty much it for me.
That's it for me. And hey, Happy New Year.